This is CNN Breaking News.
We have major breaking news into CNN. Three sources tell CNN that according to an early U.S. intelligence assessment, the U.S. military strikes on three of Iran's nuclear facilities last weekend did not destroy the core components of the country's nuclear program and likely only set it back a few months.
This is an intelligence assessment coming from Donald Trump's own Pentagon. They did a preliminary report and figured out they only delayed by a few months the development of Iran's nuclear program, meaning this war has not ended. It has just begun. There's more to this clip that I want to play, but have you guys ever seen those videos of bicyclists or runners basically celebrating before they go through the finish line, and then someone else comes and zips past them and finishes before them? Trump did exactly that. He celebrated too early with dozens and dozens of posts saying, "Congratulations, world. It's time for peace." Then there was, "Congratulations to everyone. There has been total peace. Congratulations. It's time for peace. Peace through strength." He sent out all of these masturbatory posts congratulating himself. And this was like 18 hours ago. Since then, the missiles have continued to fly, and we've gotten more and more intelligence reports saying this.
That's right. So this is an assessment that actually is out from the Defense Intelligence Agency. That is the Pentagon's intelligence arm.
Yep.
And it was based on a battle damage assessment conducted by U.S. CENTCOM after the strikes, according to one of the sources. Let's go to CNN national security correspondent Natasha Bertrand, who has this exclusive new reporting. This is to that question that has been asked about how much damage has been done. This is a real question. It's also a political question that has been something that Donald Trump has been sort of dealing with here recently. What are you learning, Natasha?
Yeah, look, Brianna, this is the first assessment that we are getting that the U.S. intelligence community has found about the battle damage that resulted from those U.S. military strikes on these three Iranian nuclear facilities over the weekend. And as you said, it was produced by the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is the Pentagon's intelligence arm.
Is Trump going to continue to just beef with all of his own intelligence arms? He's going to say, "I don't believe the director of national intelligence. I don't believe, you know, any of my intelligence arms at the Pentagon. I only believe my gut instincts and maybe Netanyahu." Can I point out, this was all avoidable. If you look at this chart very quickly before we finish that, Iran's nuclear activity has recently expanded rapidly. And this is according to the Institute for Science and International Security. The source is at the bottom. Financial Times reported this as well. Now, when Trump pulled this out of the JCPOA, which is the Iran nuclear deal, you see a direct increase in enrichment. Again, look at this. In 2011, it spikes a little bit. Then in 2015, 2016, Obama signs it. It's implemented. We have direct oversight. And then again, Trump withdraws, and we see this to continue.
And it is worth noting that it is a very early assessment. The strikes were only a matter of days ago, and the intelligence community is still gathering intelligence. They are still working to come up with a full, comprehensive picture of what exactly happened here. But based on a battle damage assessment that was carried out by U.S. Central Command, essentially looking at the images and looking at what was actually damaged, the Defense Intelligence Agency has assessed that the core components of Iran's nuclear program are largely intact, and that Iran's nuclear program has essentially only been set back by months. Now, we presented this information to the White House for comment, and White House Press Secretary Karen Leavitt, she did acknowledge the existence of this assessment, but she said in a statement that the administration disagrees with it. She said, quote, "This alleged assessment is flat out wrong and was classified as top secret, but was still leaked to CNN by an anonymous low-level loser in the intelligence community. The leaking of this alleged assessment is a clear attempt to demean President Trump and discredit the brave fighter pilots who conducted a perfectly executed mission to obliterate Iran's nuclear program."
What are you going to do when the lies like this, attacking everybody as a fake news loser, what are you going to do when that backfires in your face and in 3 months Trump and Israel continue to escalate in the Middle East? I mean, you can continue to undermine your own intelligence agencies, Caroline Leavitt. You can continue to attack your own Pentagon, but it's going to backfire when Trump pulling us into this war continues to tank his poll numbers. Like, think about this series of events from a brilliant commander-in-chief. I say that sarcastically because he pulled us out of the Iran nuclear deal. That directly led to more nuclear facilitation by Iran, more nuclear progress. Then after that, Trump decides to pull the U.S. into this, thinking that he can just declare peace right after and then get some Nobel Peace Prize. Then when that doesn't happen, he begins to break down on the White House lawn and throw a temper tantrum. And now we're learning all of this was for nothing.
Everyone knows what happens when you drop 30,000-pound bombs perfectly on their targets, total obliteration. Now, it is worth noting here that there has been dissent, I should say, within the intelligence community, within the defense community, about just how much of an impact these massive bunker buster bombs would actually have on Iran's nuclear facilities. It was far from certain, given that these bombs had never been tested in an actual combat scenario, whether they would actually penetrate those very, very deep underground tunnels that lie underneath these nuclear facilities. And what we are told is that as of now, this Defense Intelligence Agency assessment, it does conclude at this point, again, it is still very early, that those underground facilities, including the centrifuges, including the highly enriched uranium that everyone has been talking so much about, those are largely intact. Now, of course, this does stand at odds with what President Donald Trump and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth had.
No, Trump and Pete Hegseth would not lie to the American people. I can't even say that with a straight face. But to continue here, and also, if you made it this far in the video, let me know what the weather's like where you are today. Chicago is finally cooling off, and make sure you join the crew below. We are scaling a media network that will punch back at MAGA media, and you can be a part of it by joining the feed below. Click subscribe on the Adam Mockler channel.
As have been saying in recent days about the impact of these U.S. military strikes. Of course, President Trump said it was totally obliterated, and Secretary Hegseth did as well. And he actually also provided CNN with a statement. And he said that, quote, based on everything we have seen, and I've seen it all, our bombing campaign obliterated Iran's ability to create nuclear weapons. Our massive bombs hit exactly the right spot at each target and worked perfectly. The impact of those bombs is buried under a mountain of rubble in Iran. So anyone who says the bombs were not devastating is just trying to undermine the president and the successful mission. Now,
this is what they do. Anybody who's not willing to break the law for the president or do wacky shit for the president, they say is trying to undermine him. Just because there are intelligence reports coming from our own Pentagon doesn't mean you have to undermine them. And Pete Hegseth, why are you undermining your own people? If they're so wrong in trying to undermine the president, wouldn't you just fire them?
Our sources did emphasize here that there was severe damage that was done largely to the above ground structures at these nuclear sites. And so there was damage done, of course, by these massive bombs. But the core components of the nuclear program, we are told, they are largely intact, and it only set the program back by a matter of months.
It's probably also because Donald Trump sent out multiple warnings, and he was trying to do this in a humanitarian way, which is what he claimed. He said, everybody evacuate Tehran. But in reality, as Vlad Wexler points out, that's more of a narcissistic way to get an ego boost. He wants to know that he can inflict pain thousands of miles away with a single Truth Social post, and that gives him narcissistic supply. So when he told everybody to evacuate Tehran, there's a very real chance that the Iranian regime began to move their uranium, you know, storages. And that's why, even though there was damage done, it's still not over. It's only delayed a few weeks. And this is made all the more ironic. It's dripping irony by the fact that Donald Trump is still posting like he caused massive, massive peace. Trump was right about everything. Really? What about the no new wars? What about the tariffs? What about everything you've been wrong about? He then is, you know, begging people, Iran will never rebuild their nuclear facilities. Yeah, are you sure about that? This tweet from 8 hours ago aged very, very poorly, as everything does in MAGA world. I'll leave it there. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. We are building something beautiful here, and be ready for a unique live show starting in the next few weeks. We are building something behind the scenes. If you want to see the behind the scenes work, become a member below as we post stuff. Love you all. Peace out.